I'm with Julian from Israel Awareness Club in the SU building. So we just saw the movie. In watching it, there was a lack of Palestinian voice in the movie. Now, before the movie was addressed, it was about to show Israel beyond the Palestinian conflict. Does the Palestinian voice in Israel only extend to the conflict with Israel?
Israel's a liberal democracy, and we're incredibly proud of Israel's record of freedom for all of its citizens, Arab, Druze, Jewish, Christian, Muslim. In fact, one of the people that attended this movie, a close friend of mine, is a Taiwanese gentleman who resided in Israel for some time, and he was very pleased with the movie. It's the first time he'd seen it. The notion that Israel is free for all of its citizens, and I think Mr. Dershowitz addressed this in the film, that Israel being a Jewish state means that it's a moral state for everyone.
Does the Israel Awareness Club support the two-state solution?
So the Israel Awareness Club supports democracy, and that's where we stop politically. We embrace a number of political views. You know, there is no monolithic political view of the Israel Awareness Club. There are people with a diversity of views, and in fact, we dedicate a portion of every meeting to discussing those views and to drawing out those opinions so that we can have a productive dialogue.
Did you formally invite the Palestinian Human Rights Group to the showing?
There were no formal invitations made to any clubs. We do work with a number of clubs on campus. None of them were invited because they would have been unnecessary. Everyone was invited, whether a club member, not a club member, not affiliated with any institution. Everyone was invited to this event. With regard to the Palestinian club on campus, we have a separate initiative that we started a little while back to create a dialogue, a really productive dialogue with them, and that's running in parallel to our general community outreach events.
In the movie, there's a quote by Mr. Dershowitz saying, "Israel is a Jewish state the same way Canada is a Canadian state. However, Israel is not a Jewish state in the same way Arab countries are Muslim states." Can you expand on this and the meaning behind that?
Israel is not a theocracy by any means. It's a liberal democracy, and it's a nation state. The Jewish people are a nation, and Israel is their state. In the same way that the Canadian people are a nation, the French people, the Polish people, indeed the Chinese people, and each of those distinct nations has a state. And this is a concept that is core to the United Nations, that every nation should have a state. It's not, without speaking to any other states in the region, because I'm not experts in those areas, Israel is not a theocracy. It's religiously free, religiously pluralistic, and people of all faiths. In fact, I'll use the example of the Baha'is. I know some Baha'is on campus, and I've had some interesting discussions with them. The Baha'i World Headquarters is actually located in Israel, the Universal House of Justice, and the Baha'is thoroughly enjoy the relationship with the Jewish state.
In the movie, it is discussed quite extensively Israel's higher sense of morality comparatively with the neighboring countries around Israel. And then furthermore, it is also discussed how it's perceived that the UN overly criticizes Israel. Do you think this is the UN holding Israel to the same sense of morality in which Israelis allegedly hold their own country to?
There are two separate issues that need to be addressed. One is that of international law, which is consistent for all countries and should be consistently applied everywhere. The other is of individual morality, the Jewish morality, which underlies a great deal of Israeli law, the Israeli founding principles, the principles of the IDF, is one of moral scrutiny is incredibly high. I'm loath to compare it to that of other nations because I can't speak to that as confidently, but I can say that Jewish morality and the morality that underlies the Jewish state is very rigorous. The Israeli Defense Force is an ethical army, the most ethical in the world, and it holds itself to those high standards.
Do you think that the movie fairly and unbiasedly portrayed the Israeli conflict with Palestine, the Palestinian conflict with Israel, and the two separate states?
The film was an academic exposition of Israel. The case for Israel was divided, as you saw, into separate areas, into separate arguments for the importance of the Israeli state, for its moral operations in the world, and I think it critically addressed the world's response to Israel.